Erin, you ready for big game this Saturday?
We bleed blue at our house. Go Bears!
Well, I'm not. Scheduling big game in October. It's like
moving New Year's Eve to the 4th of July because the weather's better?
Exactly. Big game tradition goes back to the 19th century.
When it was called the Thanksgiving game.
Because it was usually, and traditionally, played around Thanksgiving.
Until this year.
Now it's all about TV and the lure of revenue that comes into both Cal and Stanford from broadcasting games.
With student athletes as products.
And universities as brands.
Meanwhile, alums, students, and other fans of the blue and gold.
And the Cardinal.
Right. All of us who buy the tickets and cheer in the stands.
Must go along with the money counters who run big-time college sports.
And accept a crazy packed 12 conference schedule.
12 schools.
Four of which are nowhere near the Pacific.
Which meant Stanford had three home games, half the season, before students returned for the school year.
I'd like to say that it bugs me that random athletic programs get paid big bucks for those preseason away games. Whatever happened to playing for the love of the game?
Between longstanding sports rivals, Giants, Dodgers.
Cal Stanford. I even have a favorite game, a favorite play.
Here it comes.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
30 years later, I can finally say it. I'm glad I was there for the play. Though I still say his knee was down.
Not. I'd wish you luck this year, but he's a Colt now. And we're in our new stadium. Our house.
You do remember the last big game, 2010, in the old Memorial Stadium? And we still have the axe.
Don't get me started. Instead of rock, paper, scissors, we should play bear, tree, axe.
Let's just agree we're looking forward to another exciting finish.
May the best brand win. With a perspective, I'm Erin Dealey. Go Bears!
And I'm Debbie Duncan. Beat Cal!
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.